Greta Thunberg has been named Time's Person of the Year. And I'm just going to use this article from Dana Perino at Fox News just to kind of lay the backbone for it. And she writes, the choice of Greta is predictable. And I agree with Miss Dana Perino completely. It's nothing more than the continued streak by the media to use prominent women, in this case, as much as possible. Can't be man unless it's a minority. To smash the bad orange man, as if Trump supporters who are now going to be convinced by a 16-year-old autistic girl who hates their very existence, right? She's from Sweden. She's been pushed out into the public eye by her parents. She has no real depth of knowledge. Everything she does gets turned on its head. Oh, I sailed in a sailboat. Yeah, great. Now, do you know how much carbon emissions went into making that sailboat, sweetheart? And then the carbon emissions that it took to fly the crew back to London or whatever part of Europe you came from? And so forth and so forth. So when you have this, and the fact that Time magazine is now just a complete farce where it is using its quote-unquote namesake, right? And all the Times used to be Person of the Year. Well, the Person of the Year is nothing more than an editorial decision. There's no rubric. There is no decision-making that goes into it. And so as we have this, we also have to remember that I believe Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin, not Mussolini, I retract that one. We know Stalin was on there. We know Hitler was on there at one point. Just because you were Time's Person of the Year at one point does not mean that it is a stamp of approval for the greater good. They want it to seem like that, and they're still fighting this war, this legacy press, Time is part of the legacy industrial complex, or the media industrial complex, where they're still fighting this, either through this or through the pick of the flaming lesbo Megan Rapinoe and her manly ways about how she's smashing the patriarchy and so forth. They're still trying to push this narrative. And of course, Trump responds in the way that only Trump can, where he said something to effect where she needs to work on her anger management issues. That's the thing, man. The troller in chief can find your weakness and exploit it. That's what made him an amazing businessman. And he goes, he says, you got to work on her anger management issues and so forth. And people, of course, are saying, how dare you to him? Where it's completely, it's fair game. It can be completely allowed because her parents pushed her into the spotlight for their own greedy gain. They pushed her there, because the mother used to be a very well-known singer in Europe, and then Greta did not like the fact that her mother was not home, and so she stopped eating and forced the mother to abandon her singing career. And the house dynamic was flipped on its head because the wife was more successful, so she almost emasculated her husband. So there was no order in this house in Sweden, of all places, right? This breakdown of the family took place in one of the most radically progressive upside-down countries in Europe, Sweden, which is not a shock. And so she stops eating, the mother comes home, the house is at war, and on top of all of these things, you have Greta being autistic on the autism spectrum. Which I really hate the fact that kids with Asperger's are being kind of negatively dragged in this light, because as I say every time I bring up kids with Asperger's, they were some of my favorite kids to teach. Absolutely 100 favorite kids, because they didn't have time for snarky remarks, at least the ones I taught. I would say, all right, let's read through this document and find these questions. Well, and they would find the exact word phrase, they would do the thing, and they would always ask the most pointed questions, and I always enjoyed them. Yeah, they could be a little bit of a stickler. That's because they actually wanted you to explain the thing, the activity to them. But I always enjoyed them. They were some of the funniest people, too. So to have kids with Asperger's being dragged through this as well because they the choice of a girl, a 16-year-old. By the way, she's like she looks like she's 10, but she's actually like 17 because she doesn't eat. But the choice of a older teenage girl with Asperger's trying to lecture everybody from a country of privilege, let's be real, her parents were from privilege. Let's use the left's terms. She was from privilege. She's been given every opportunity. She's been promoted and given status for essentially nothing. For being young. That's her claim. Because she's young. Right? That's the problem. And what's the problem? Is that she's going to age out. It's going to turn into that Family Guy spoof of Star Wars. When the grandpa was talking to Brad. I will be with you always. Until you get some crow's feet and you get older and I lose interest in you. I mean, that's exactly what's going to happen here. Greta's going to turn 21, 22. And then she's just going to be what? She's going to be another angry, young, white, European girl with nothing special that defines her. And so people can get mad that Trump took a swing at her because they've been using her to take a swing at Trump. So if you're going to step out into the public square, as I've said before, you're going to get squashed. But it is predictable. I know some people were screaming, why isn't the people, what about the protesters from Hong Kong? Because that would actually make sense. And in a perfect world, you would acknowledge their fight for freedom from an oppressive regime. But it doesn't shock us. The fact that, finally, let me wrap this up at the beginning by saying, yeah, it's her non-perfect attendance award. She's getting an award for skipping school. The other day, we have been striking for a year. And nothing has changed. Yeah, nothing's gonna change, sweetie. Okay? Because your whole spiel is debunked every time. And sorry, just because being a girl who went on a hunger strike worked on in your home and brought your mom back and all these other things, I am under no obligation to, one, listen to what you say, Greta, and two, care what you have to say. Because guess what? I'm not going to do either. I'm going to make fun of you with gifts about how dare you and so forth. Because you put yourself up for public mockery. Now, of course, you enjoy this fact because you're getting famous. But they say, what is it? There's 15 minutes. And with this Time magazine cover, and while you're still a teenager, you will get, you'll still get attention. And for the rest of your life, if you say something, you'll have some reach within the Greenpeace-loving activist wacko groups. But there's a reason why you're the first person, the youngest ever to win this award. Award, put me in quotes on that one. This honor to be put in quotes. Only because you haven't done anything, A, and B, you're going to have to carry this. You know, you were 2018's person of the year, and then you're going to have to explain for what? It's because I struck. Oh, it's because you skipped school.